First full week of session this week, Senator, which started with the swearing-in of all the, or most of the statewide office holders.
Very well attended, right. That was a great event. It was really historic, I think, to be there with the changes that have happened in Missouri in the last election. Seeing all those brand new office holders sworn in, and many of them were somewhat of a surprise to some. It was good to see just the kind of the pageantry. It was very well done. From the B-2 flyover to the band that played the various instrumentals, it was all very well done. It was a little cold, a little breezy. Not as cold as it was 4 years ago, as I recall, by a long shot. So everyone made it through. It was a great day. It was fun to have some constituents up here and to be able to have them enjoy some time in their new office that I am privileged to occupy.
This is also the first week for committee hearings, and your committee heard one of your bills from, I think, a holdover from last year.
That's exactly right. Committees were appointed. We received the information late in the prior week on which committees' assignments we had received. Was appointed to chair a committee called Government Reform Committee, which is a new committee that we just formed this year. We had our first hearing Wednesday morning. Our hearings will typically be at 8 o'clock on Wednesday mornings, and we heard what's called the Collateral Source Bill, Senate Bill 31. It's a bill that I sponsored last year, and we had a 13-hour floor time in the Senate, and we're finally able to come to a compromise and move it out, moved it through the House. The governor vetoed it. We overrode it in the Senate and sent it back to the House, but I don't believe the House ever took it back up. So we refiled that bill in its same form and heard it this week in Government Reform Committee. Those who are in the insurance business or have maybe their own personal private businesses would pretty much understand what that's all about, but it's essentially regarding personal injury lawsuits and special damages that might be awarded by the jury. It just said that medical costs were out-of-pocket costs. They were not costs that maybe were never billed or never paid, which has not been clear ever since a judicial ruling that overturned some of the tort reform bills that were enacted in 2005. So it came about because of a court opinion, and that was essentially an attempt to restore the fact that medical costs that might be reimbursed are in fact what was actually paid by either a harmed person, a plaintiff, or an insurance company on their behalf.